What's going on, everyone? Derek and Jen here with Engage in Heaven Church here in Missoula, and we are on day 18 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so if you haven't followed us yet, or if you haven't watched all the videos, I encourage you to go back, take a look. There's a lot of really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we spent a lot of time in this. And so today we're talking about kids and how important our kids are.
Yeah, children are really a gift from God. You know, we had a hard time getting pregnant when we first wanted to start having kids. And so we have experienced the miracle of God giving us children, four to be exact, and one in heaven too, I guess we could say that too. And I just want to read a scripture to you guys from Psalms 127:3. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. And, you know, I love this because it says how joyful is a man who has many of them.
Yeah.
So we live in a day and age where people want to have like less and less kids. And this is not to condemn you for having less kids, but I love having a lot of kids.
We got full quiver. You know, it's funny. I actually heard Pastor James say one time that his kids are on loan to him. And I thought that was kind of a cool way to look at it, is that we have our kids for such a short amount of time. But since they are a gift, that they are on loan to us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate. We see a lot of people that really don't act good or nice to their kids, you know, that are very stern, very harsh, very short with their kids. And when we look at like how we should act to our kids, like that's not how our Heavenly Father treats us. But unfortunately, we have so much stress inside of our lives that a lot of times our kids kind of take the brunt of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other thing that people run into is maybe they didn't have great parenting modeled for them,
right.
Then they go like the polar opposite and they want to raise their kids totally opposite,
yeah,
of the way that their parents did it. And sometimes that's really necessary and appropriate. But a lot of times what you'll see is lack of boundaries inside of kids' life, lack of discipline inside of their life, because it wasn't modeled appropriately to the parent.
Right.
Then the parent either does one of two things. They're either extremely harsh with their child, or they don't set appropriate boundaries with their kids. And Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And so with this, it's really important that when this talks about training up your child in the way they should go, like find the gifts inside of them,
yeah,
and help them to excel in those gifts and help them to use everything inside of them to the glory of God. One of my kids, I remember when they were a baby, I really struggled because the temperament was...
We can guess who that one is. We won't say his name.
The temperament was very difficult for me. This child as a baby would scream and scream and scream and scream. It was very stubborn, very adamant to do the opposite thing of what I wanted them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this woman, a friend of ours' mother, wise woman, came to me and she said, "You know what, Jen, I've been praying for you and I know you're really struggling, and I just want you to know that I feel that this thing that's going on with your child is actually because the child's really anchored to the Lord, and it's your job now to pray that the Lord uses these things, these personality characteristics, to anchor him to God." And I just gave it away to him.
So did I. I said his name.
Oh, okay. But anyways, like I learned at that point, this was years and years ago, to pray over things, my children, things that are difficult for me or things that I see are difficult, to ask God for that those characteristic traits would be used for the glory of God. So if it is something like stubbornness, okay,
right,
then I pray that God, you would develop this into a stubbornness for you and for the things of you. If it's just this child is got no concern with safety at all, okay, so then Lord, use this gift to take this child into the depths of the earth to proclaim the name of Jesus, so that
right,
he'll be fearless in declaring the
That's
things
good.
Of God. And so when we're talking about training your child and raising them up, use those prayer points for your child. Teach your kids how to cook. It's like becoming a lost art, but if you don't teach them, they're not going to learn it. And I get it. It's difficult for me because I'm a control freak in the kitchen.
Yeah, she's preaching to herself on this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally a control freak in the kitchen. But I've learned that, number one, my kids feel really good about themselves when I let them
they're
come
so
in.
They're so excited to
I
help
know.
You.
They're so pumped. And then they're learning life skills that they really need. Teach your kids to clean and make them clean. That's so important as well. You don't want to breed lazy kids. Teach them how to mow the lawn. Give them responsibilities, taking out the trash. My kids have to scrub their bathrooms. They've got to pick up dirty laundry. They've got to help fold their laundry. I've got a lot of kids, so, you know, they need to take on some of the work.
Which is why you need a full quiver, because you can get these tiny little humans to help you with all the chore work.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think, you know, kind of going back to your point where it, you know, finding the gifts that are inside of them and then cultivating those gifts, we also see that each kid has a different personality, which also comes like with discipline too.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't discipline all of your kids the same way.
Yeah.
And I struggle with this because I remember when we had our first son, when we had Dylan, I was like, I'm going to spank that kid and I'm going to be so hard on them. And that didn't work out very well. It was into our second child that I realized that you can't discipline, you can't parent. Like, you can have like foundational things, you know, like disobedience. That's a foundation. That's not allowed in the house. But as far as like parenting, not just discipline, but also encouragement, like mm-hmm. different kids receive encouragement different ways. I know that with one of our kids, just spending time with her and just like sitting on the floor, letting her chat your ear off, you know, like that's like kind of her love language. I know another one, like they want me to actually do the weird things with them, you know, like.
That sounds weird.
Video games. And, well, like.
Inappropriate things.
Yeah. You know, like playing video games and like they're weird little games that they play, you know, yeah. So. You really can't just parent, and it's tough because we look and we're like, oh, we only have a certain amount of time in the day, and so I'm going to try and fit all of my kids, the time that I spend with them, the discipline, you know, all that. And you just can't do that because yeah. each child is going to respond differently. And I know one of the greatest mistakes that I made was with our youngest son, Brayden. He was super like, he likes to toe the line and he does it really, really well. And I was like, I need to, and you do as a parent need to draw that hard line. But I was overly hard on him and it created insecurities in mm-hmm. him. And it, man, that's the biggest regret that I have. And I get it. All of us parents have those regrets. But I think it's important, like as this time of like prayer and fasting through today, our hope is that you would pray and say, God, help me to be the best parent that I can be. Realizing, man, these little children, that they are God's gift to mm-hmm. us, and that we need to train them up to be awesome Christians, people who love Jesus. We need to be a good example. Like, these are the like our greatest hopes for you.
Yeah. Really important, be involved in your kids' lives. So just yeah. like Derek was saying, find the things that they love yeah. and get involved with it. And that's not always easy because especially as parents, we have a long task list of things we need to do. We've mm-hmm. got things that we have to be concerned with, health, physical things, food things,
right.
activities, whatever it is. We have a long list of things that we have to do, but really, it's really important to be involved in your kids' life. And one way that is really, has been, studies have shown is really proven to develop kids with good sense of personality, confidence, and it helps their academics be better, is sit down dinners as a family. So for our family, we turn the TV off. We do not have TV on during our dinner time. Very, very rarely on special occasions we do. But we sit down as a family every single night for dinner. Mm. And that's an open door to have good conversations with the kids about what's going on at school, what's going on with their day. And, you know, yesterday even, one of my daughters was having a really terrible attitude and for no good reason at all. Shocking. But I got talking to her and I'm like, what is going on? Why? Like, let's talk about your day. Let's talk about right. what happened today at school. And as it turns out, first thing in the morning, she had a disagreement with her little friends on the playground, but it trickled into the rest of the day. And it was because I took the time to get involved in her life and ask her questions. What I felt like doing was just disciplining her, skip the hoopla of the conversation and give her a restriction or give her a privilege taken away, but without realizing that like I needed to spend time with her to find out what yeah. exactly was going on.
Yeah. And I think when we talk about parenting, you know, all these things are obviously there's principles and stuff, but I think parenting, you have to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the greatest key, is that you just don't accidentally become a parent, that they're not just like this thing that you didn't want, and now you have to take care of them. You know, it's not like the dog where you can just kick them outside and just leave them outside. That they have to be very intentional about this. And so take a look at, you know, it's a self-evaluation. It's okay to be like, okay, maybe what I've done in the past hasn't worked. And that's the other thing. Some, we talk to some parents and they're just pulling their hair out and they're like, I don't know what to do. It's okay to not have the answer, but search for the answer and try and figure out. Read lots of parenting books. We don't claim to be the best parents in the whole world, but I can tell you what, is that we will search for the truth and we try to strive to be better parents every single day. Even having hard conversations, I've had lots of times where I've like had to come to my children and say, Dad messed up. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And that was such a powerful moment. Just like, I don't have all the answers and I'm trying to do this the best that I can. And Dad's going to mess up too. And Mom's going to mess up. So don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah. I know that we feel like we have to have all the answers, but it's okay if you don't have all of the answers. But get around other good parents, like someone that you see that's like, they are an awesome parent. Glean some of that wisdom from them. Share your struggles with them. It's okay to not have all the answers, but be looking for the answers.
Yeah. And just like Derek said, parenting is be intentional. The worst thing you can do is lazy parenting. Mm-hmm. And that takes, one thing that I've learned is that being a good parent takes self-control on my side to not be lazy. And when I see something that needs disciplined, to take care of it immediately. Yeah. What happens is a lot of times it's like, oh, I just don't want to deal with it. Maybe they'll stop. But that creates disobedient children. And you know, what's really important is to require first time obedience from your kids. First time obedience means we're not counting to 10 to give them 10 more
no
times.
No condemnation for people that count to 10.
But it gives them a time to decide how much longer they're going to disobey instead of requiring them to go, okay, my mom said I can't do this. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. I think we don't have to go through the whole list. I think we covered the majority of that. Yeah. Oh, I will touch on the last thing, though. If you have trauma from your childhood, this is kind of a big one, that if there's stuff that you have dealt with or haven't dealt with, this is a really good time to pray and say, God, can you please help me with some of this, whether that's abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, like parent, teachers, like we get it, man, like that there's a lot of really crappy things that have happened to people that have happened to us personally. And so when we're talking to you as an adult, and if God hasn't healed some of those wounds, now's a really good time to say, Jesus, can you help me out with some of this stuff? And I know that we don't want to see that in our children. There's lots of things that we've said in our lives that this will not continue to happen, because we've seen it like generationally, like continue to happen. And we've made a decision, it's not going to happen anymore. Yeah. So allow Jesus to come in and to heal your heart of some of those things that you've gone through, whatever that may look like. And if you need someone to pray with or to talk to, we are here for you. And so reach out to us. We've been through quite a bit and we'd love to pray with you. So that's it for today. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
I would say that you don't have to be harsh to get your kids to listen to you.
Yeah. Love them. Love the heck out of them.
Soft answer turns away wrath.
Pulling out the Bible, Jen.
Always. But yeah, be praying for your kids. Ask the Lord to help you in your parenting. Mm. And because he wants to. He's a good father. He wants you to be a good parent as well.
Yeah. So that's it for today. Come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about finances, something that we're very passionate about. And so hope you guys have an awesome day. We'll talk to you later.